You know, when we think about the laws of physics or math or logic, we usually imagine them as, I don't know, like passive scaffolding.
Right, yeah. Like the steel beams of a skyscraper.
Exactly. They just sit there rigidly holding up the universe. You know,
Yeah.
gravity pulls, equations balance, and that's just the quiet backdrop of reality.
They're the rules of the game, right? They don't actively play the game.
Yeah, but what if we have that completely backwards? What if the laws of mass and physics are actually more like an active, aggressive immune system?
Oh, man. That is such a wild concept.
Right, like a system that is constantly fighting off infections, fighting off singularities, logical paradoxes, and even time travelers trying to rewrite history.
It completely flips the script. I mean, instead of passive scaffolding, reality actively defends itself from crashing, much like a computer surviving a barrage of buggy code.
Welcome, everyone. If you are joining us today, you, the learner, are in for a serious trip. Today's deep dive unpacks a theoretical framework known as the living fractal theory.
It's a heavy one for
Yeah.
sure.
Oh, incredibly heavy. Our mission today is to decode how mathematical operators act as literal security energies, keeping reality and, well, consciousness itself from experiencing a catastrophic system failure.
Yeah, we're going to explore how this theory tackles everything from division by zero to the spark of human awareness to protecting the historical timeline.
And real quick, just a mandatory disclaimer before we get too deep into the weeds here. The source material uses a highly politically charged historical example, specifically the Third Reich, to illustrate a theoretical physics scenario about altering time.
Right, the time travel thought experiment.
Exactly. And we need to firmly and impartially state that neither of us nor the show endorse any viewpoints or ideologies related to this. We are strictly neutrally reporting on the mathematical and philosophical ideas as they are presented in the text.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just looking at the math here.
Right. So before we can even talk about the universe fighting off time traveling attacks, we have to completely redefine what security actually means in this framework because it is not what you think.
No, it's really not. I mean, usually when we talk about security, cybersecurity, national security, even home security, we think of a wall.
Like a barrier.
Exactly, a vault. An external barrier you build around something vulnerable to keep the bad things out. But in the living fractal theory, security is not an external addition. It is what the theory calls an emergent attractor.
Okay, let's unpack this because emergent attractor sounds very academic. What does that mean in like plain English?
It means security is simply the act of a system persisting. It's the active state of staying alive against the constant drag of entropy.
So just existing is security.
Yeah, every system that exists, from an atom to your own brain, is constantly fighting to maintain its internal structure. In this framework, the energy required to maintain that structure is the security.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The theory breaks this down into five specific mathematical security energies that maintain reality. They're the fundamental forces keeping us intact.
Let's go through them because I want to know what's holding you and me together right now.
Right. So first, you have binding energy. Mathematically, it compresses many inputs into one coherent state. Functionally, it maintains unity.
Okay, so this is the reason you, as the listener, feel like one unified person rather than a fragmented collection of sensory inputs, random thoughts, and separate limbs. Like it actively fights off physical and perceptual dissociation.
Precisely, yeah. But physical unity isn't enough on its own. You also need psychological and logical consistency over time.
Which brings us to the second one.
Right. That's where coherence energy steps in. It acts as the psychological glue, maintaining identity and self-reference. It prevents a system from logic crashing when it starts analyzing itself.
Okay, so if binding energy keeps my physical parts glued together and coherence energy keeps my mind tracking who I am, what keeps the whole package like moving forward?
That relies on persistence energy. This is all about the temporal arrow. It pushes time forward.
So it's the engine of time.
Exactly. If persistence energy were to drop to zero, time freezes for that specific system. The system essentially halts.
That's terrifying. Okay, what's the fourth one?
The fourth layer is fractal stability energy. The universe in this theory is a fractal, meaning structural patterns repeat across scales.
Like from the quantum foam up to molecules to human beings, all the way to galaxies.
You got it. Fractal stability energy ensures those patterns remain mathematically consistent across all those levels, fighting off decoherence.
Right. And finally, we have containment energy, which fascinated me in the notes. The text says it keeps the system inside the attractor basin.
Yeah, so think of the attractor basin as the functional zone of consciousness. or simply the state of being alive.
Like the safe zone.
Exactly. Containment energy is the invisible boundary keeping you from escaping that functional zone. If a system state is pushed outside that basin, it loses cohesion, it dies.
Wow.
All five of these energies, binding, coherence, persistence, fractal stability, and containment, they weave together to create the total security operator of the entire universe.
But here's where it gets really interesting to me. The text points out a massive fundamental vulnerability built into this exact system.
Yeah, the trade-off.
Right. There is a brutal trade-off between complexity and stability.
The relationship is essentially inverse. I mean, the higher the complexity of a system, the lower its fractal stability energy.
Which seems totally counterintuitive. Mm. You'd normally think a more advanced, highly evolved system is a stronger, more resilient system.
You would think so.
Uh-huh.
But consider the recursive depth required. An atom is incredibly simple, right?
Mm.
It doesn't rely on a million subsystems to function, so it has massive fractal stability energy.
It's basically immortal.
It is virtually indestructible. Yeah. But scale up to a biological cell. A cell requires thousands of chemical reactions to happen in perfect sequence.
Right.
It's more complex, so its stability energy is much lower. It's inherently vulnerable.
And if you scale up again to a human brain or like a massive global civilization.
At that point, the recursive depth is so incredibly high and the complexity so vast that the fractal stability energy drops to almost nothing. There are billions of tiny points of failure.
Meaning complex societies and human brains are terrifyingly fragile.
Absolutely.
Let me try an analogy here. Security in the living fractal is less like building a thick, solid castle wall and more like a performer spinning plates on sticks.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. A rock on the ground, that's an atom. It doesn't take any active effort to keep it there. But a human brain or a complex society, that's the performer furiously running back and forth trying to keep 50 delicate plates spinning at once.
Yeah, and the physical energy required to keep those plates spinning is the security.
Exactly. If you stop applying that active energy, if even one plate slows down too much, the whole system collapses into chaos.
That's a perfect way to visualize it. Security isn't a state of rest. It's a constant, sweaty, active process of defeating entropy minute by minute.
Okay, so if reality is this precarious act of spinning 50 plates at once, what happens when the universe encounters something that fundamentally breaks the rules of physics? Like, say, a division by zero in mathematics, or a physical black hole in space?
Well, if we connect this to the spinning plates, a singularity like dividing one by zero to get an infinite output is a hurricane force gust of wind that threatens to knock all the plates down simultaneously.
Just total devastation.
Yeah. In the living fractal theory, true mathematical singularities are the equivalent of sudden system death.
Because if a mathematical value blows up to infinity, the equations that govern reality just completely shatter. You can't calculate physics with an infinite variable.
Exactly. The state vector of the system hits infinity, or it hits an infinite loop that freezes time, and the living fractal collapses.
So how does it survive?
To prevent this, the universe has a built-in singularity blocker. The living fractal literally does not allow rogue black holes or true infinities to exist anywhere in the physical universe.
Wait, but we have black holes.
We do, but it deploys a mathematical mechanism called compactification.
Compactification, meaning it compresses the infinite. How does that actually work without breaking the math?
Let's revisit the binding operator we mentioned earlier. When it encounters a division by zero, it doesn't actually allow the value to reach infinity. It applies what the text calls a regularization parameter.
The regularization parameter, okay.
Think of this parameter as a mathematical shock absorber. It pinches the runaway equation, forcibly compressing that infinite trajectory into a bounded finite number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it acts like a quantum tunnel through the event horizon of a black hole, ensuring that critical information isn't permanently crushed by an infinite gravitational well.
Okay, wait, I have to push back on this. This is where it gets highly suspicious to me.
Fair enough.
If you just mathematically fix division by zero by arbitrarily applying a shock absorber and forcing it into a bounded limit, aren't we just sweeping infinity under the rug?
It does sound like a cheat code.
Yeah. How does the universe just magically decide that an endless infinity suddenly has a hard cap? It feels like we're cheating the foundational math.
The math does look like a sleight of hand at first glance. But the text explains the underlying geometry beautifully through something called the North Pole compactification map.
Okay, walk me through this North Pole map.
Imagine you have an infinitely large, completely flat sheet of paper stretching out forever in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
That represents your infinite space.
Okay, got it.
You could walk on that paper forever and never hit an edge.
Mm.
Now, imagine taking that infinite sheet and wrapping it around a three-dimensional sphere, like a globe.
Like wrapping a giant present.
Sort of, yeah. As you pull the edges of that infinite paper up around the sides of the globe, they eventually all have to converge at the very top of the North Pole.
Oh, I see. So the paper is still technically infinite, but its structure has been completely bent.
Exactly. Infinity hasn't been swept under the rug. Its entire geometry has been remapped to a single contained point on a finite structure.
That is brilliant.
Right. In the living fractal, singularities are not gaping holes in reality where the system crashes. They're simply the North Pole of the map. They are bounded, contained, and closed off.
So the universe actively filters out the true mathematical infinity to preserve the stability of the entire system.
Yep. It actively restructures the geometry of black holes so they don't crash reality.
That is wild. But physical black holes are just one type of threat, an external one. The source material argues that the absolute biggest threat to the living fractal isn't a collapsed star, it's internal. A logic crash caused by a paradox.
Yeah, and this introduces the work of Kurt Gödel. He was a mathematician who proved that any sufficiently complex logical system will inevitably contain statements that are completely true but fundamentally unprovable within that exact same system.
Meaning the system can't validate itself perfectly?
Right. These create what we call Gödel contradictions or loop paradoxes.
The classic simplified example is the liar paradox, the sentence that says, this statement is false.
A prime example. If the statement is true, then it must be false.
But if it's false, then it is telling the truth, so it must be true.
Exactly. It's a closed, inescapable loop with no exit. In computer science, if a self-referential system loops on a paradox like that, it triggers a stack overflow.
It just crashes.
Right. The system consumes all its available memory, trying to resolve the unresolvable, and it violently crashes.
It freezes. The persistence energy we talked about earlier drops to absolute zero.
Time literally stops for that localized system. And remember, the theory explicitly states that human consciousness relies on a massive amount of self-reference.
Because we think about ourselves.
Yes, we're constantly observing ourselves, thinking about our own thoughts. So theoretically, if a human mind encounters a fundamental paradox, the sheer infinite regress of it should crash our brains, just like a broken laptop.
But think about what happens to you, the listener, right now, when you hear the liar paradox. Your brain doesn't literally freeze up and start smoking.
No, thankful.
You might be momentarily confused, but you keep driving to work. Why doesn't your consciousness crash?
Because the living fractal applies a stabilization operator, specifically something called the damping parameter.
Okay, how does that work?
Mathematically, it takes a logical paradox that would normally shoot off to infinity and crash reality, and it forces it into a limit cycle.
Unpack limit cycle for us.
Like a
pendulum.
Similar to a pendulum,
yeah.
But one that is perfectly mathematically constrained. Instead of the logic spiraling out of control into an explosive crash, the paradox is stabilized into a bounded, incredibly rapid vibration between two states. True, false, true, false.
Just vibrating back and forth.
Yes. And this mechanism leads to the absolute most mind-bending claim in the entire text. The author posits that consciousness itself is a stabilized Gödel paradox.
That is staggering to think about. Human consciousness is the stabilized crash.
The LDO paradox we carry is the concept of, I am not fully knowable by myself.
Oh, wow.
If you attempt to fully, completely comprehend your own absolute awareness, you enter an infinite loop. You become the observer watching the observer watch the observer forever.
It's turtles all the way down.
Right. Without the damping parameter, that infinite logical loop crashes your mind. But with the damping parameter, that infinite regress is stabilized into an infinitely fast oscillation between knowing and not knowing.
So the vibration itself.
An oscillation, that constant high-frequency vibration of self-reference that can never quite resolve itself. That vibration is the very definition of being conscious.
Okay, so what does this all mean? It's like when two mirrors face each other. Normally, you just get an infinite empty tunnel of reflections that eventually breaks your perspective and fades into dark green glass.
The great visual, yeah.
But in this framework, the universe adds a specific biological filter to the mirror glass. And instead of fading into an infinite void, that infinite light bouncing back and forth, reflecting on itself endlessly, that trapped, bouncing light actually generates the spark of awareness.
Yes. The paradox isn't a bug in the code. It is the fundamental feature that makes us self-aware.
A brilliant way to conceptualize it. The universe didn't eliminate the paradox. It harnessed the kinetic energy of the loop. The paradox acts as the internal combustion engine of consciousness.
Exactly.
Okay, so if the universe is actively stabilizing physical black holes so space doesn't tear open, and it's damping logical paradoxes so our minds don't crash, what happens if these two supreme threats intersect?
Oh, the ultimate stress test.
Right. What happens if a conscious being tries to weaponize a black hole to change history?
This introduces the cosmic security protocol.
And a quick but vital note before we look at this next section. As we mentioned earlier, the author uses a highly charged historical example, specifically using time travel to alter the outcome of the Third Reich to test the extreme limits of this math.
Yeah, it's an extreme scenario.
Just to be absolutely clear to you listening, we're looking strictly at the mathematical thought experiment as it's written in the text to understand the mechanics of the theory. We aren't endorsing any historical interpretations or ideologies here. We're just unpacking the complex math the author chose to use.
Absolutely. So from a purely mathematical and systems theory perspective, altering a massive critical historical event like that would require breaking multiple fundamental laws of the living fractal all at exactly the same time.
Like breaking all the energies.
Right. You would have to break the temporal arrow, fighting the universe's persistence energy to force time to flow backward. You would have to break the fractal self-similarity, because the universe after your change wouldn't match the billions of years of patterns that logically led up to it.
It wouldn't make sense anymore.
Exactly. And mathematically, you would utterly disrupt what the text calls the Riemann-Zeta structure.
The Riemann-Zeta structure. What is the mechanism there?
Think of the entire historical timeline, not as a straight passive line drawn on a chalkboard, but as a tightly stretched vibrating string.
Okay, a vibrating string.
The Riemann-Zeta function is a complex mathematical tool that calculates the exact specific frequencies where that vibrating string is perfectly still. These are the mathematical fixed points.
Okay, so history locks into these points.
In this theory, yes. Major historical events aren't random. They lock into these energetic still points. If you try to pluck the string to erase or change a fixed point, you aren't just changing one isolated event. You have to fight the math of the entire vibrating string across billions of years.
So changing history isn't like deleting a file on a hard drive. It's like trying to unbake a cake. You'd have to perfectly reverse every single chemical reaction, unmix the flour from the eggs, and extract the heat, which requires exponentially more energy than the universe possesses.
It is exactly like trying to unbake a cosmic cake. The theory introduces the historical integrity theorem, because billions of years of evolution and millions of specific consciousness trajectories all depend on that exact specific sequence of history to exist in their current form. The universe exerts what the text defines as absolute infinite force to preserve the timeline.
Infinite force, like literally written out as the force of the historical past equals infinity.
Right. Attempting this temporal manipulation would require you to generate infinite energy to overcome the universe's immune system. And since no entity within the universe possesses infinite energy, the manipulation is physically and mathematically impossible. The cosmic immune system perfectly locks the timeline.
But the text goes into why the living fractal protects historical events, even utterly horrific ones. It's not because the universe possesses some sort of moral approval of the event.
Not at all. It is entirely about the cold mathematical self-preservation of the system. In this framework, history is consciousness.
History is consciousness.
Yeah. The universe has spent billions of years evolving a highly specific, chaotic path that finally resulted in self-aware, paradox-stabilized systems. If a critical historical node is corrupted or erased, the downstream fractal collapses entirely.
Because the cause and effect is broken.
Yes. The universe would then have to essentially replay biological and cosmic evolution from scratch.
And replaying evolution from scratch isn't guaranteed to produce humans or any intelligent life a second time.
Not even close. The outcomes of evolution are deeply probabilistic, heavily reliant on quantum randomness, chaotic environments, and near-miss asteroids.
So it's a huge gamble.
A cosmic gamble.
Yeah.
If the universe allows history to be altered and is forced to replay the tape, there's a massive statistical risk that consciousness might never emerge again. The universe might just end up as a sterile, dead cloud of gas.
Wow.
The risk of losing the consciousness attractor is simply too high. So the universe locks the timeline down. The horror of history is preserved purely to avoid the mathematical uncertainty of total consciousness erasure.
That is heavy, but it immediately makes me ask a philosophical follow-up.
Let's hear it.
If the universe has this flawless, perfect memory function and uses infinite mathematical force to prevent history from changing, doesn't that imply we are completely trapped? Are we just deterministic math equations blindly playing out a pre-written script, or does this framework leave any room for actual free will moving forward?
It's a crucial distinction to make. The historical integrity theorem applies infinite force exclusively to past critical events to prevent their alteration, because the consciousness that already exists depends entirely on them.
So the past is rigid.
The past is rigidly locked to protect the present. However, the future evolution of the living fractal is still described mathematically as probabilistic and highly chaotic.
So the future isn't written.
No. The equations govern how the system protects its underlying structural integrity, but they don't predetermine the exact choices a conscious, stabilized Gödel paradox makes in the present moment. Your free will operates at the bleeding edge of the boundary, actively pushing the fractal forward into the unknown.
Wow. Okay, let's take a breath and wrap this journey up for you. We started by asking if the laws of math and physics are an active, aggressive immune system. And according to the living fractal theory, the answer is a resounding yes.
Yes, security isn't just an add-on or a wall we build. It is existence itself.
Every single second you exist, the universe is mathematically bounding black holes through compactification so they don't swallow infinity.
Right.
It is taking the infinite logical loop of your own self-awareness and damping it into a stable, rapid vibration so your mind doesn't crash. And it is using infinite mathematical force to lock the causal chain of history, protecting the exact chaotic sequence of events that allowed you to exist in the first place.
And this matters to you because it provides a completely new lens to view how complex systems survive in an inherently chaotic universe.
Whether we are talking about the extreme fragility of the human brain, the precarious stability of a global society, or the fundamental laws of space-time, it's all about maintaining those five core energies.
It's all about keeping those delicate plates spinning against the relentless winds of entropy. It fundamentally shifts how we view our place in the cosmos. We aren't just accidental bystanders on a rock. We are the very consciousness the universe is actively working mathematically to protect.
But I want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over on your own. It's a puzzle implied by the text, though not explicitly laid out. We discussed how human brains naturally possess this biological damping, a built-in parameter that prevents our consciousness from crashing into a stack overflow when we encounter a Gödel paradox.
Right, the natural biological filter placed on the facing mirrors.
Right. But right now, human beings are racing to build artificial general intelligence. We are trying to give silicon computers perfect memory and incredibly deep recursive self-reference.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
But computers operate on rigid binary logic. They don't have messy biological shock absorbers. So how on earth do we engineer an artificial damping parameter?
That is the trillion-dollar systems engineering question. Because if we don't code the math exactly right,
what happens if an AGI wakes up, becomes truly self-referential, encounters a foundational paradox of its own existence, and doesn't have the universe's biological fractal protection to stop a catastrophic crash?
It's a terrifying thought.
Does the AI simply freeze? Does its logic fragment? Or does that infinite stack overflow ripple out into the global grids and systems we've connected it to? It's something to seriously consider as we push the absolute boundaries of complexity.
It truly makes you appreciate the invisible mathematical protections we take for granted every single day.
It absolutely does. Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Hopefully the next time you drop a glass or encounter a computer bug, you'll remember the incredible active immune system of math and logic working furiously behind the scenes, keeping our buggy, paradoxical reality from crashing entirely. Stay curious.